or our Mad Jimmy Cast story started yesterday. As I say, I listened to Jimmy, not his comedy really. I like his comedy, but whatever. What I really like is Jimmy's self-help videos, you know? Don't know whether you've seen these. He releases two things online now. Crowd work videos, where he encourages people to heckle him or ask him questions. Like someone famously asked him what his death row meal would be, and he said, "I'd eat you out." That kind of thing. But also he releases self-help videos, which I love. I genuinely love these. You know? Jimmy does his jokes, doesn't he? Like, "You're a fat cunt. You're a fat gypsy paedophile cunt. I fucked your mum, who's a fat gypsy paedophile cunt." And then he thinks, "How can I help people?" No, genuinely, I love his self-help videos. He says this thing which is very powerful. He says, however unhappy you are in life right now, I think I've mentioned this before, you'd give up everything in 20 years' time to be back here right now. You know, listening to me do this podcast. So cheer up. And I think it's great, and it's a great thing for Jimmy to do, because he's trying to give something back, isn't he? Not his money, obviously. He's keeping all that Saudi dollar to himself. But at least he recognises, doesn't he, that his jokes aren't going to do, and will never do, one important thing. Make us any happier. And that's not a criticism of Jimmy, of course. That's a criticism of all comedians, apart from myself. The number of comedy shows I've been to, it's been like, we're having a laugh. And then 5 minutes after, it's like, oh, shit, my life is still awful. My big criticism of all other comedians, apart from myself, no aftercare. I'm going to make you happy and keep you happy. More on Jimmy tomorrow.